And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
I thought of a poll question during the break. Did you get this out here, Josh?
Oh, no, no,
We're still workshopping it. Which sounds more harsh or severe, if you will?
Oh.
Banned or banished? I saw some people saying that Jonte Porter was banished from the NBA. I like to say banished, for the record. I think that one sounds more harsh.
I like going full Shakespeare and turn it into banished.
Banished?
Thou art banished.
All right, it's up at Happer Show. Which sounds like a more severe punishment, to be banned or to be banished? Please vote. Josh, the odd news.
Yes, we have. We go straight to the New Heights podcast, which is
We have to
what we do now. Retired Philadelphia Eagles center and former WWE superstar Jason Kelce said his Super Bowl ring is gone.
What do you mean by that?
That's right. On Wednesday's episode, that's today, of the New Heights podcast, Jason Kelce broke the news to his brother, and then it goes on to explain that his brother is Kansas City tight end Travis Kelce. I think we have the base information of what this podcast is, news
Got
article,
it.
That he does not know where his Super Bowl ring is. Jason Kelce said he loaned his Super Bowl ring for a competition titled Jason Lost His Super Bowl Ring during the New Heights live event at the University of Cincinnati last week.
Oh, so he lost it on purpose as a bit?
No. The game was created because he is known to continuously lose his Super Bowl ring. Mm. During the competition, teams competed to find Jason Kelce's Super Bowl ring among several decoys hidden inside two inflatable pools filled with chili.
Sure.
He says the video does not do justice to just how disgusting that actually was. Travis chimed in, "It smelled so bad."
After, no, I mean, I think I could get the visual.
Yeah, I think I've got it. After discussing the game, Jason Kelce told his brother that the Super Bowl ring is now actually lost. He said they tried to use a metal detector after the bit to find it, and they could not find it. And this is where I have my questions really begin to ramp up. He says all of that stuff got thrown away, so I think we can safely assume my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill somewhere in the Cincinnati tri-state area.
And he doesn't seem to really care. I mean, he's not making a stink about this.
He did file an insurance claim on the ring. He's not sure if it'll be covered. The teams have been known to get players replacement Super Bowl rings, so that might be where his unbotheredness comes from.
Well, this is a good lesson. Don't throw your ring in a pool full of chili.
But if there are two pools full of chili and you think your Super Bowl ring is in there, don't throw the pools away.
Don't throw the pools of chili away. That's right.
Seems like pretty simple. Like there's a finite area where that Super Bowl ring can be.
Yeah,
unless someone found it and walked off with it and claimed to have not found it.
No, it sounds like he just forgot that he put it in there, which that was the whole bit.
Yeah.
It was inside the pool of chili. Mm-hmm. I would say you could probably nip it in the bud and just say, don't put your Super Bowl ring in a bowl of chili.
Yeah, that's
Although I do appreciate the bit. I appreciate the bit of like Jason has to find his Super Bowl ring because he lost it.
We will not be doing that with my Iowa Western championship rings.
No.
Notice I said rings, plural.
Josh is
because
not.
Because there are several.
Josh is not offering even one of his rings for this competition.
I have rings to lose.
Now, to be fair,
to spare.
Jason also has that.
Well.
No, Jason only has one.
One, yeah.
That's right. They suck. They didn't win. They didn't win against the Chiefs that year. People forget about
Many
that.
Many say they should have.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, if Michael Severe is listening, I know he was.
Hi, Michael.
Nearby. First of all, yes. Hello. Second of all, this is a story about Wordle. So
muted.
An American Airlines passenger is dividing opinions online after she was filmed seeking vocabulary help for the New York Times game Wordle. The video was uploaded to TikTok, but it was uploaded to TikTok last year, but because the government is very slow, the TSA recently got a hold of it and posted it to Instagram. and shared it out again and commented on it. When the camera zooms in, it is very apparent that the flyer is toggling between the New York Times Wordle app and website of recommended words to try to plug into the game. The clips uploader, 35-year-old Alex, thought that this was dirty pool. And he said, as a Wordle player, I take the game more seriously than one should. I was shocked at what I was seeing. Thank goodness for 9X Zoom, the Floridian told People magazine this week. TSA shared the clip with the punny caption, would you consonantly be STRN over her shoulder, too? So then the internet went on to debate the merits of cheating in the game Wordle, to which I say don't cheat.
It's a game that nobody cares if you win or lose.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself.
Just, yeah.
You can do it. You'll get there. It might take you some time.
Also,
you'll get there.
Wordle is not timed to my recollection.
You get all day long.
Yeah, like
same thing with Immaculate Grid.
Yeah. Just
no reason to cheat.
Parse it out. Think about it. It's not you don't get bonus points for finishing quickly.
And you'll find, I think, this is the case for me, you'll find that it's actually more satisfying when you don't cheat. When you think about cheating, you're like, man, I could do this right now because it's right on the tip of my tongue. Just fight through that urge real quick, and then you'll find that it's in there somewhere. You just got to pull it out.
Great take. Great take by you.
Thank you, Josh.
And finally, we go to the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast for our final story. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
No. I have not.
Do you remember when LeBron James made his famous decision?
Yes, 2010.
Yes. Many people thought he was going to the New York Knickerbockers.
Many did. Many also considered the Bulls.
Yes. Pablo Torre and his team of investigative journalists got their hands on the video that the New York Knicks played for LeBron James during their meeting.
Oh, my God.
They had, like, X amount of minutes to try and woo LeBron James to the team. So the New York Knicks made a video.
Yeah, that was in the day where everybody was doing presentations.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Their presentation video was in the hands of Pablo Torre.
They did a good job at doing stuff like this in the Nike movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah. Air.
Yeah, Air. Yeah, they made such horrible videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, watch our video. Maybe you want to come here.
This one is horrible.
My gosh, I haven't seen this. This is awesome.
It begins with James Gandolfini and Edie Falco playing Tony and Carmela Soprano in an epilogue of The Sopranos.
Oh, my God.
Where Tony has a beard for some reason. And talks about how, we gotta find a place for this LeBron James guy to live. Tony famously loved black people on the show The Sopranos, by the way. But that's besides the point. So Carmela is searching through real estate listings for a house for LeBron James, and she finds one that, well, you know, it gets really loud, but, you know, it seems like a pretty cool place for him, and it's Madison Square Garden.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty terrible. James Gandolfini looks dead at the camera multiple times,
which is
what you're not supposed to do
as an actor.
Well, cuz
Sopranos was over by then, right?
Yes, it was.
So they brought him out of retirement.
They did.
How close was he to dying at that point?
Good question.
Is that the last time he ever was Tony Soprano?
It was the last time he was ever Tony Soprano. He died in 2013,
okay.
So not terribly long before his death, a few years.
Oh, my God. So do they show the actual video full on the pod?
They do. The whole video is about 10 minutes. They show it in clips, you know, to kind of get you to listen to the whole pod. But
sure.
Right at the beginning of the Knicks video is the Sopranos part. And they do show that in its entirety, and my God.
Wow.
I ask all of you to seek this video out if you're Sopranos fans.
Yeah, I'll be doing this. I'm not even a Sopranos fan, but I need to little slice of 2010 right now.
Just finished my 25th anniversary Sopranos rewatch this morning.
Oh, congratulations, Josh.
He's absolutely dead. Spoiler alert.
Was that a question on the last episode?
Yeah.
It was a kind of a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Still haven't watched that show.
Well,
sorry.
You've had 25 years.
Yeah, I guess I certainly could.
But maybe he's not now that I know that this video exists.
Theo writes in.
Hi, Theo.
On Travis Kelce. He says Taylor can do so much better.
Mm. Great take by Theo.
I don't know. Travis seems like pretty good. He seems like a pretty good guy.
He seems like a dumb jock, but also, yes,
like a good guy. He's like got a good heart.
Completely harmless, yes, yes. Unlike Gronk, who I think probably in college did some problematic things.
I think Travis probably did, too.
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe Gronks were more problematic.
Yeah.
That's all. All right. Thank you, Josh. That is the odd news. We all have homework for after the show. Yeah. And it is to find that video of LeBron being wooed to New York.
I will find it and push it out on the at Happer Show Twitter account. So you don't have to dig for it. That's rude of me to do.
Do you listen to this podcast and you were just, this dropped into your lap?
I have not listened to this episode yet, but I saw the headline. It kept popping up because, you know, sometimes I see it and I'm like, okay, Pablo did something. That's just my feed. Nobody cares about that. But then I saw it on like news websites, and I'm like, okay, this might be worth me checking out, even though I haven't listened to the pod yet.
Okay.
Checked it out and was glad I did.
All right, good job. Coming back, it is time for the tweet bag. Still time. We'll open up the tweet bag here in just a couple minutes. $50 to Woodcliff Restaurant. He's on the line, got a few in, could use a few more. Back with that next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
The Connor Happer Show. Follow us on Twitter at Happer Show for all the latest news and views. We may even say something interesting once in a while.
Unlikely.
Really, guys?
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save